Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Got him in a little early today from the Silver Slipper, Mr. Dave Hilbert. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. And, man, I didn't walk in no more than two steps. Man, what the hell happened to LSU? Oh. I figured this guy lost money because he was not a happy camper about it. Man, they got to get rid of, I said, no, they're not going to get rid of Brian Kelly. Come on, he got like a $63 million buyout after this year. Brian's there until he doesn't want to be there.
You got to hope he works out. Wait. That's why you hope Derek Carr works out this year.
And so, Dave, like everybody, I think there's a lot of frustration on how this ended with a game that I think you could have won this football game. And what was really disappointing is your offense let you down. When it had some opportunities to put points on the board, they couldn't get first downs, couldn't move the football. And we thought that was going to be the strength of this team, and their inability to run the ball and the penalties.
Down the chute. Crucial penalties. I mean, stupid penalties. I mean, that targeting at the end of the game. Like, what are you talking about? It was so much on the line. Why would you put a hit like that? You get yourself thrown out of the game. And also the one that the receiver did that he got the and the guy almost ran the kickoff back. Incredible.
Kyren's got to understand the situation here. And I think he let his emotions get away. I've been knowing Kyren for a long time. He's a good kid. But I think his emotions got the best of him there. Come on, you got to put that aside.
You can get a personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct, whatever, when you're winning by 20 or 30.
You know what I mean? Not if you just score a touchdown.
Yeah, if the game's going back and forth and it's not double digits at all. No, you got to be poised. You got to be poisoned. I think young players got to realize that. I think Coach Kelly will tell the team and tell the players, you got to listen. You don't have to be exuberant and over and above and beyond. Listen, you did an unbelievable play. Everybody's going to toot your horn. And you don't have to do anything. Just do like Dalton Hilliard. And I'm going old school. Dalton Hilliard would score a touchdown and just give the ball to the
just
referee.
Flip it to him.
And he wouldn't do nothing else.
No shooting a machine gun like
he
did.
No, he wasn't shooting no gun.
No, again, if the game's out of hand, you can act the fool. But if it's going back and forth and you're in like, 6 points, no. You cannot afford to get that kind of penalty. Again, 9 penalties or more, 100 yards, that's like giving up a touchdown. And look at the final score.
Same thing with Major. Come on, keep your helmet on. You know they're going to catch that that situation.
The whole helmet thing, you know what I think that came, if I can recollect, where that came from was from the U.
Remember
the Outlaws they had at the U?
Oh, yeah.
When all of a sudden, and they'd make a great play. Because, you know, everyone looks at like, now it's different because social media and all, face recognition. And, you know, you don't know who's under that face mask and all that. So I want my friends or my cousins, somebody to see. I'm going to take my damn helmet off to see who made that play. Oh, that's my homeboy, whatever. And so now that's an old school penalty with the U exploiting where all of a sudden I'm on the field. So the NCAA and the college football said, we got to make a rule about this. You're on the field, you take off your helmet, you're going to get penalized. And that's what that occurred. So when Major Burns doing that, I know that was kind of a brain fart. When you look at it, it's like, okay, look at me. No, we know who you are, dude. You're amongst the best. You're a seasoned veteran. You ain't got to take off your damn helmet.
Okay, this is national TV. Everybody's going to see you.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to know who you are if you're involved in a big play like that. Disappointment, certainly, again. 3 straight losses for Brian Kelly to start the season, Dave. And and now in today's world, you can maybe there'll be a team that'll lose a game early and overcome it. But in the SEC, though, man, the margin of error is so sharp in this spot here. Had you won there, you roll this all the way to mid-October till you play Ole Miss.
To play Ole Miss. That's what I'm saying, Dave and Mike. Right now, LSU don't have to go undefeated the rest of the season, but they can only have one hiccup. I don't know whether it be Ole Miss, Alabama, and depending on you in the back end to make the playoffs. Because you think if you're in the SEC and you win 10 games, but now think about this. Now, USC's in the Big Ten, right? And then they're going to look at, let's say on the back end, if you're 10, 11, or 12 to make the playoffs, what do you do head-to-head? Well, we lost to USC. So, okay, I'm telling you, now at the end of the season, you might say, well, LSU's better than USC. But what happened head-to-head? I think USC would get the benefit of the doubt at the end of the season because they played already and who won the damn game. So I think at the back end, no one thinks USC is going to overtake Ohio State or Oregon or whatever. I don't know, Penn State, whoever you view in the Big Ten. But I'm telling you, if you're on the back end trying to make the postseason, they're going to look at, okay, USC, LSU, they finished the season strong. Okay, then head-to-head, who won? USC won. And LSU gets screwed. Huh? That's why this game was important.
Because, you know, Tim Brando talks about this all the time. He's like, Mike, I don't care if they make it 12 or 16. Somebody's going to be really upset that
the
they 13, didn't make
14,
it.
Yeah.
Because, okay, team 13 and 14, well, we should have got in there. Okay, it's only 12. Eventually, it's going to be 16. And that's why Tim thinks, and so do I, and I think it'll be in our lifetime. I think this will expand. It may go as much as 24.
Man, that's
you know why? Because of what they see in March Madness.
Yeah, because the money and all that.
Because the money would be there.
But to me, I could see him expanding to 16. To me, that'd be a good enough. But
I agree, but because of money.
Now, the only thing is what is different. And I guess that'd be entertaining because you're going to have monumental upsets because it's one game. You know, when you look at the NBA, and I've said this over and over again, this is intriguing about the NFL, and it gives fans hope if you're the underdog because you just got to win one game. It ain't no damn series. Like, you look at the Pelicans, okay? We support the Pelicans here in New Orleans. Now, whoever they're playing in the playoffs, damn, we got to beat them four games. We can't just beat them one game. Well, you look at Major League Baseball. It's
the same thing with college football and pro football. That's different than the major leagues and in the NBA.
It's a series. No, it's one game. No, a lot can happen. All of a sudden, you're minus two in the turnover margin. Damn, that's why we lost the game. But then, you know what? Look at March. Why you think they call it March Madness?
You won, and you go on.
One and done. Because realistically, I remember even my school, Northwest Louisiana, when we beat Iowa. The Iowa Hawkeyes in a playoff game. Now, come on. If they had to win a series, Northwestern wasn't going to beat Iowa like four games. You know, they won one, and that's all that counts. So that's what's intriguing, where I think 16 would be all right. If it gets beyond that, I think they're not going to go that route. But, Dave, you know what? What I noticed coming here for Labor Day, damn, this is a happening beach.
There's and they got people all over the beach here.
A lot of people having on the beach right
and
here.
And also down in Bay St. Louis, the beachfront is turning out like in Florida with all the boats now. You know, maybe 200 boats all lined up. People floating like Crab Island and
Dave, without a doubt.
Yep. Taylor, everybody, what's happening here at the Slipper Real
Man, congratulations to Robert and Slidell. He won the Ford Ranger last night. Another Slidell winner. So.
How shocking is that?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So Slidell, keep coming. To
exactly.
The Silver Slipper.
And we giving away one more Ford Ranger on September 28th. And also our gift of the month for September is a beautiful stainless steel 40-ounce tumbler. So you 4,000 points, get you one of those at Player Services for the entire month. So
come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Number one buffet.
Number one buffet on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.